Yeah, it seemed like that third hour had like, Samoa Joe and Adam Page were in it. I know they didn't do much, but then,
I mean, they carried over
yeah, which was
from the
hilarious.
previous hour.
Yeah, they go dark, come back, and they're playing Hangman's music for like a half a second. I was like, wait, what?
Since I am actively watching it, I did not catch that little nuance,
Yeah,
because
it was very fast.
the Dynamite feed, obviously, just when it died out, and that's
Yeah. Well.
because I was trying to AEW does not have the I guess I'm going to need to look that up on Wikipedia here.
What are you looking up?
Final Battle 2025.
Oh, yeah, for Columbus.
Yeah, because I can see where I can
Yeah.
buy tickets on their website, but I do not see a card to speak of.
Yeah, I'm telling you, like, if.
Oh my gosh. Okay, so the AEW National Championship is on the line, evidently,
Who cares?
with two unnamed people.
Of course.
There is another match that is both to be determined, Pure Wrestling Rules tournament final match for the Women's Pure Championship. So that must be something that is
There's a
I
tournament for that, yeah.
they do have the brackets below here, so I guess I should head into that right now. Why not? So right now, in the semifinals are Queen Amanada and Deonna Purrazzo, who will be facing off against each other. And Billie Starks is in one semifinal. Yet to qualify are either Serena Deeb or Yuka Sakazaki. I would put my money on Serena Deeb in this situation, but what do I know?
I was gonna say the other girl.
Oh, Sakazaki
Just,
is going to get the win.
yeah, because why not? Because what's Serena Deeb done lately? I honestly forgot she was around still.
Yeah, well, I, th that feels like whoever wins that match is going to lose to Billie Starks anyway, so I
The
don't.
whole thing seems to be set up for Deonna Purrazzo to win anyways.
It's to me it's a two woman race. Whoever wins that semifinal match between her and Amanada is going to end up being the champion. If you want to go initial babyface champion, I feel like they've built up Amanada somewhat. But if you want to go heel, you go Starks.
Is she even cleared yet? Because that's why she missed Blood and Guts.
Evident. Oh.
Because it sounded like she was gonna be out for a little bit. So
That's a good question. She might end up getting replaced, so I mean that leans it even more heavily towards
yeah,
Starks.
she's a real confusing person to me. It's not her fault. It's the way she's used. On AEW, she's mostly a jobber. Now, how she was gonna be in Blood and Guts, I don't remember. But in Ring of
Because
Honor,
her and Jamie Hayter
that's
were
right.
a
Yes.
tag team before her injury. Yep.
Yeah. Who lost in the first round of the tag team? Okay. Anyways, and then on Ring of Honor, she's winning tournament matches. She was getting like title matches.
Yeah, because
What?
she was the challenger for a couple of it felt like a couple of matchups with
Yeah.
Athena.
Yeah.
So, they got some mileage out of her, it would seem.
Yeah, I don't get it. I don't get why. I mean, I guess I'm not gonna. I mean, I guess I'm equating them. But it's like, why is she good enough for Ring of Honor to go somewhere, but she's not good enough for AEW?
To even at least crack the mid-tier
Yeah.
somehow. Like I don't expect her to beat the let's say Toni Storms of the world at this juncture, but you could have pulled off
Yeah.
another win somewhere along the line
Yeah,
there.
it's just a weird thing. And especially like that tournament bracket for Ring of Honor, it's like some of these women that are in AEW could have used to be in that. But I mean, like there's some people that's like Taya Valkyrie. Why is she not in Ring of Honor? I mean, honestly, do you remember she's there half the time? She's a collision fixture. Or maybe she is.
Yeah, I've been pretty hit or miss. Like, I kind of had to laugh. I always get that notification since it's on the DVR. It's just like, you have not watched the three most recent episodes of Collision. So the one, it is kind of funny where I have ended up catching the one that is after Dynamite just because it's more convenient for my viewing habits.
Yeah. I
Like,
don't get it.
that's.
I never get that message, really. Oh. I didn't know I had that message that you haven't watched the last few episodes.
Oh yeah, if you go into the library, it'll show you how many unwatched episodes you have.
Oh, all right. Because that's
Yep.
how I watched Collision today. And they were telling me, like, the last one was from 2024. I was like, huh?
Oh,
Then you got
and
to go
dump.
through all the max offering. I'm like, oh my God, man.
Oh no, that was happening to me on Netflix actually. A similar problem where the Raw kept on being stuck on May 12th, 2025 for like through the month of August. And I just, for some reason, it just kept on defaulting back to that one week after week. It was the wildest thing. It stopped doing it since, but technology problems.
Yeah.
Okay, actual matches on this final battle card here that I could possibly attend here. Lee Moriarty, the Pure Rules champion, taking on Commander. With the man that I am so confused by, Alex Abrahantes, who is with a baby face in this situation and then also has a heel in his stable, and it is confusing.
So Lee Moriarty is what again?
Pure
Just
Rules champion.
and he's a jobber on AEW.
That also true.
It's just you see what I'm getting at, man? Like I don't understand. Like
Also true.
these are guys under your umbrella. Like they're under your employ. Like I don't know. And I know he was
Again,
part of
have
Shea
the
Taylor
ha
Promotions, who
hey, have
doesn't
the
mean
people
anything.
without the belts from
Doesn't mean.
ROH lose. Like, I mean, I do feel
Yeah.
like we've talked about that a lot. Like, just don't peep. Don't put people in that situation. Like, I understand that you want to recognize people, but you know,
Yeah, it
don't have them
is.
lose. Like, I'm sorry. It's just, especially when they have a championship.
Yeah, it doesn't make any sense to me. Because remember, Wheeler Yuta was it was Wheeler
He
Yuta
was
was the
pure
pure, but
rules
was Daniel
champion for
Garcia
a
Pure Rules for a while?
while. He might have been, yeah.
Like Wheeler's the champion ROH, and then on AEW he's the bitch boy. It's like this doesn't make any sense. Like you would think being a champion, like where you want Ring of Honor. Well, you supposedly wanted it to have its own TV show, you know, get its fan base growing, but then you show everybody, people show up and they just get jobbed out. So it's like, well, why would I want to watch a bunch of people who aren't on par with the other people I watch? You know, it's like this is, you know, kind of stupid, but I
Oh
don't know.
man. The main event, Athena versus Persephone. Wikipedia does not have a picture of said wrestler.
Do you know who
Not
Persephone is?
it says it's a Mexican wrestler.
Go look her up real quick. You'll change your mind. Yeah. Never mind the quiet people. We're both gonna look her up. Yeah.
oh, okay.
Yeah. Yeah, I'd
Yeah.
watch that. Like,
Yeah,
and
why
I
did
was.
that picture? Now it's saying source Wikipedia. Wikipedia, why did you not have that up? Fuck's sakes.
Yeah, I've seen her in a bunch of times in CMLL. So I think she just took on Mercedes too, if I remember right. Yeah. So, but no Bandido, no Ring of Honor championship.
No Bandito at this time, so
It's
he'll
almost as if they
probably
have a draw,
be
someone that's popular, and you could utilize him by advertising he'll be there. What do I know? Yep. I like Bandido. Honestly, if there was a Ring of Honor show and they said he'd be there, I'd go. Especially knowing it's going to be one of their pay-per-views or for Honor Club or whatever. They give him good matches. They let him go. So yeah, that would be a total draw.
Yeah,
But, you know, whatever.
there
Whatever.
needs to be a little bit more in the draw department for me there.
Yeah, I mean, and that sucks because it's local. It can't cost that much, you know?
I could not imagine it. Oh, well, I mean, I guess I'm on their site.
I mean, they have a problem as it is anyways. So, like, that show last night was boring. And but it was also enough to make you mad watching the show.
I felt like it was the same problem that we have talked about. Well, I guess they didn't really hype the pay-per-view last week, but they have a show that overshadows the show right before a pay-per-view all the time. And I mean, that was part of the problem that I think that you're talking about too. Like it just seems like this weird situation that it's just like, why did you have this weird kind of blah setup, following Blood and Guts and oh my gosh, the whole nobody sold Blood and Guts is
Okay.
just
Thank you.
like
Thank you.
it's something that I can't get around for just the entire show because there were a number of people that both women and men
None of the
that
women sold it. Not one woman sold it. None of them.
none of the men did.
Darby wasn't there.
Oh, well.
So, and then Pac, well, Pac, not that he didn't sell it, but he wasn't there either. Moxley was on TV, wasn't he? Gotta forget already. Yeah. But
Because he
Darby
was
at
in
least
that
was.
tag match with Cesaro
Yeah, so
or
Darby at least
Claudio.
wasn't there. So I'm gonna qualify that as him selling it. And that's the limit of it. But yes, you're right. Literally no one else sold anything. Julia Hart, not Julia Hart, Sky Blue backstage. I'm so happy you're the one that said this first. Because I was going to bring it up, but I always complain about the not selling.
Well, again, it was a problem throughout the show just because, again, multiple, just because I'm looking at tickets here for final. Oh, yeah, it's a premium pass. You can, where you can shove that thing.
Yeah. But no, like what I was gonna say, Sky Blue, they actually showed like that backstage thing. I think it was Collision with her and Julia Hart acting poorly, which just don't do that spooky stuff. You sound like idiots. And then Tekla pops up behind them, and you're like, well, this doesn't match. Anyways, Sky Blue has
Oh,
clearly
I
has
missed that segment for
it
some
was real
reason.
quick, clearly has stitches or something on top of her head. Not even addressed. Just like, and the only thing you got addressed was Tekla saying, well, if you saw what we did at Blood and Guts, you won't believe what, like, the kind of shit we're gonna do or something like that. And it's like, okay.
It's not consistently going to go up from here. I mean,
No.
even as additionally bloody as AEW is, they're not that much additionally bloody.
Yeah.
Y you know, like I do feel like they've at least cut back some.
Yeah, the whole blood and guts thing for the women, and they did this all week, was just to show that they could just cut themselves. Like they could not, like AEW social media could not stop showing all the women like with blood on their face. And you know, oh my God, look how women did. Okay, cool. And what happens this week? Nothing. Literally nothing. If you
Toni
didn't.
Storm and Mina Shirakawa, though I appreciate the dancing out to the ring, that was well choreographed. You shouldn't be doing that shit the week after you're submitted and you're whipped with the title belt.
Yes.
And you're being held back by three different women
Yep.
on Toni Storm's part. Like that's yeah, that was bad, bad no selling. Like as much as again, choreography, okay, nod, but yeah, not the week to be doing that. Not the week to
Yeah.
be doing that.
Yeah. I mean, I don't even know if they were the most egregious ones. Like Maria Shafir not selling it. I kind of get Megan Bain not selling it because that's kind of their thing, right? And they didn't really get beat up that bad either, in
No,
comparison.
they also have an excuse. Like
Yeah.
it was all of the smaller women who took the majority of the beating. Like I do think that Shafir got in, took more shots than Megan Bain did, but still didn't get overly
Yeah.
injured. It
Yeah.
would have.
But I mean, they didn't sell. Well, no, I'm sorry. Jamie Hayter wasn't on the show. I'm guessing because she got concussed. Because Megan Bain thrown that chair. Or, yeah, she threw a chair at the chair, right? Or was that a.
Huh.
No, it was a chair in a pan. That's what it was. But yeah, the non-selling, I mean, that ruins the mystique of the match. Because all it is just a cage match now. It didn't mean anything. It literally didn't
Oh.
mean anything, including the men after
Yeah,
today or yesterday's show.
because who was no, because that's it. I can't believe it was. This late into the show, holy smokes! Oh, it really was that tag match with Jon Moxley and Claudio taking on Roderick Strong and Orange Cassidy. Because I did feel like the announcers were trying to like, oh man, we can't believe that Orange is like he's superhuman. I'm like, no, this is just dumb. You know, like they're like, oh, just a week ago he had his hands stapled in his pockets, and it's just like they should be injured and it should hurt. He should not really want to do an orange punch right now.
Yes. Well, just everyone's body in general should be beat up. Like I know the art of selling is just kind of going away anyways. You know, like no one really sells injuries anymore. Some people do, don't get me wrong. But
Yeah, it's never
I
sustained.
no, and this one's just even more egregious. It was a huge match. You were talking about how, you know, everything changes and this and this. Well, one, no one sold a damn thing. You would have no idea that these matches happened a week ago. And then also, the same fucking feuds are going on. Holy God.
Yeah, that's always one of those ones where it should be a feud ender. Whoever gets
Yes.
involved in those matches, like I guess less so because of the nature of the women's put together, like I could see those feuds continuing. But again, yeah, this really just should have been a blow off for the men. Like we're done, but no, we're getting even more Kyle O'Reilly versus Jon Moxley.
Well, I mean, look at it this way. Darby Allin takes on John Moxley, makes him quit. And what's he do? The next day comes out and goes, I'm not, but the war's not over. I'm going to keep fighting. Huh? So then they do blood and guts. Oh, okay. We're all done. All right. I'm going to fight Pac now. You're going backwards. Like, is the next big event eventually going to be you and Daniel Garcia? Woo-hoo. Like, this is so, it's, I don't understand what's going on here.
It is completely because yeah, who did was it Pac? Yeah, it's Pac and Darby.
Yeah, because the Pac tossed him off the thing through a flaming table.
Oh.
So it's like, yeah, okay, I mean, I get it, but that's just the hazards of the match, you know? But
Oh yeah. They've put too much in a lot of ways they kind of did the same thing for Will Hobbs.
yes.
You know, where it's just like he got a push because he did something destructive and it's just like okay, that isn't really earning your way into it. You just slammed someone through a table in a match that allowed it.
Yeah, like
Like
the old.
everyone's not allowed to do that. That's a weird way to earn a
Yeah.
championship match.
Yeah. But like to go back to what you said though. Yeah, like their pay-per-view is going to have Kyle O'Reilly versus Jon Moxley that you've seen 3 times on free TV. Why do I care that I'm going to sit and see a no holds barred match? Is that what he said?
Because what the hell is the name of this one?
Oh, I don't know. It's not for Ben Doerr, is it? No.
No.
It's called I'm Not Ordering It, so I don't care.
If
Do you honestly think you'd part with your $35 for this show?
it full gear?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
Because I
Like,
just wanted to pull up the card here just to have that on the side
yeah.
here too, just because I'm always shocked. Yeah, no holds barred match is what it is being listed as.
He's like, I was happy to, now I want to fight. Well, you just had three fights. Oh, I'm sorry, a fourth one. Because you just had a tag match with him. Like, what are we doing?
Well, no, he was not involved in the tag match.
Oh, I still got in a fight. So, you
He did
know,
still come out and fight
yeah.
him.
Yeah. So I guess that's where I got confused because he was still out there. But it's like this,
Yeah,
like
because it is Roderick and
Orange. Yeah.
in Orange were the match itself, yeah.
I mean, like last night's show, we were talking about how quiet the crowd was. I don't think that was them miking the crowd wrong. That crowd was just still because.
I guess that's why I thought it was the miking because I did feel like I saw people moving around. It still seems like maybe they were at too big of a venue for what they're really getting still.
Well, according to Hangman, there's thousands of people there. So.
Hey, it has looked better than it has in the past. Like it at least looks like they're selling out a lower bowl. I don't know how many that is, but
Yeah, I don't know, and depending on like what side, if it's full or not, and I'm not even bagging the attendance, but it's like, come on, we know there's not thousands there, so I guess I'm
well, there
bagging the
might,
attendance a little bit,
yeah, I was gonna say it's probably thousands, it's just low thousands.
but yeah, it's like that was the big problem with this show is it was supposed to be selling the pay-per-view,
Oh,
and
yeah.
but it ignored the show before it and didn't really sell the pay-per-view. Like, there's nothing of interest on this show. Maybe Mark Briscoe and Kyle
Yeah,
Fletcher.
I was gonna say there were two matches to me that they hyped because I mean we already talked about the one though with Hangman and Samoa Joe, or at
Yeah,
least we
Hitman
made
wins.
reference. Yeah, because whatever Samoa Joe is not.
No.
Winning it again. He got his lifetime achievement reign, and it's not happening again, more
Yeah.
than likely.
Yep.
So they did hype that one, and which one did the other one that you just? Oh, Kyle Fletcher and
Mark
Mark
Briscoe.
Briscoe. They did have that promo against each other. I thought it was a damning piece of information to me that the TNT Championship has not been defended more than four times over the course of its life. That is wild to me. You
Wait,
know,
the
like,
course of his title reign, you mean?
no, everyone, because Kyle Fletcher said that if he beats Mark Briscoe, it will be the fourth defense of the TNT Championship, and it will be the most by any TNT champion.
That can't be right, because Cody had it forever.
He might.
He had like eight matches with it. Hang on a sec. I'm not saying what you heard is wrong. So
That's what Kyle Fletcher said. So he is going to break the what he is alleging is that he's going to break the record for title defenses. I mean, I do feel like because Cody's reigns were broken up that it feels like one long one, but it wasn't a long one. 'Cause was Brody Lee in between the two runs?
it was Cody, Brody Lee, Cody again.
Yeah.
Let's see. Wikipedia's not really helping me out here. Well, he held it
Yeah.
for 91 days.
Oh, that is not terribly long.
No,
I mean,
close to
hey,
that.
as the joke continues to go, it's still longer than Santana.
Ugh, what a. Never mind. What we're not into this.
It was more of a zinger when I fed it to Chris. That's just being mean now.
Well, apparently the whole thing that's happening, so that they're apparently getting a TV deal and they're gonna have him win it the first night on the new TV deal. Hey, that's stupid, just so you know. But
Oh, just like anything else, don't stop the rain. I don't know
right.
how many times we've made that argument on this show about both companies.
Yeah.
Don't do things just to have that kind of moment. Just have him defend the championship in a really good match. Like, that's perfectly fine. That is an option. Oh, just overthinking 101. What are you looking
Okay.
for over there?
The Kyle Fletcher thing. So, all right. So he's actually defended it 8 times. So that makes sense. Yeah. If he
Oh,
defends
okay.
this, it
Maybe
is nine.
I must have misheard
Okay.
then.
Yeah. So if it is, he does do this. Yeah. Because okay, I was lost. Like, there's no chance.
Okay.
So,
If he
okay.
said not, yeah, I must have misheard, then ninth is. That's not so bad.
Well, he
That
won it
is.
July 31st, so August. It's 4 months. It'll be 4 months, pretty much. Maybe that's what he
Okay.
meant. He's defended it more in 4 months, but whatever. So, okay, goddamn. But
Yeah.
yeah, the
Yeah,
Santana
I
thing, that
guess
was stupid.
that.
To wrap that up, that was dumb. So,
But with Fletcher and Briscoe, I guess since we
yeah.
already made a Hangman and Samoa Joe prediction.
Yeah.
Do you think Mark Briscoe goes to the Don Callis family, or is he's pulling out this dub and Kyle Fletcher is not getting the record for
Doesn't,
title defenses?
but doesn't Briscoe kind of need a win? I mean, he didn't even get the win in Blood and Guts. So.
He would be really awkward in the Callis family. Like, even more awkward than a lot of people that are already awkward in there.
Which is probably the point they're going to go for. But at what time, like,
Oh, yeah.
how many times do you have to lose? Do you need another member of the Don Callis family? I mean, especially with the tease of the Young Bucks going to join them. And it's like,
Oh, well.
man, I don't think the Bucks will, but it's AEW. You never know where the story's going. Like,
I
do.
mean, what they had on TV this week definitely led you to believe that it is not happening.
Right.
It would not be surprising to me if what's his name? It's Josh something, and I was
Josh
trying to do
Alexander.
it. Josh Alexander. I since he already kind of was a little bit douchey to the Young Bucks during Dynamite this week, I feel like he's gonna do something similarly douchey, and the Young Bucks are not going to accept for some for the douchey reasons.
They just shouldn't, and like, I don't know. I don't really care what goes on. Well, I mean, I do care because we got to put up with it on TV, you know? But at the same time, I just, the Don Callis family, like, if it becomes a running joke that, the Don Callis family becomes like the NWO and they seek to take over AEW or just something, then fine. But I don't know. And that would actually help. It actually helps if Kyle Fletcher loses, because then he can move on to the AEW title again. You know? So.
Yeah, if he's had that much of a title reign, he can still do the whole "I'm the greatest TNT champion of all time"
Right.
type of
But
shenanigans.
yeah, but the guy who owns the most title defenses right now is Cody. So it's like, well, if this is WWE, do you be petty just to get it off of him and then lose and like have a rematch the next day? You know, dumb stuff like that. But
Yeah, it'd be weird to give Mark Briscoe the same stipulations the next day.
yeah, it just the whole thing. I don't know. Like, I guess the other intriguing match on this pay-per-view is Statlander and Monet. Because it's not like Chris Statlander is exactly burning it up as champion, you know?
Yeah, that's why I kind of understood why people. It was something where a lot of people were like, "Oh, I don't understand why this is being talked about." Someone asked about Chris Statlander being a women's star to Tony Khan. He's just like, "She already is a star," and I'm just like,
You sure about that, Tony? Because,
yeah,
you
like
know.
I still feel like this is another situation where they just slingshotted her into being a champion for
Yeah.
reasons, and they still don't seem to have a clear path for her.
Right.
Like I don't. She did get a vignette. I'm not sure. I'm excited about all the alien stuff coming back.
I know.
That the parts that I have seen when they have let her talk, I'm like, why are we going back to this? Like, you're kind of this complicated, not so complicated woman who, kind of broke and remended friendships. Like, just work as a human. Like, I just go with it. Like, you already had a good character.
Well, what friendship did she mend? Because they didn't follow up with her and Willow having a, like a little moment or whatever.
Yeah, I guess
So,
that is true. They just had their little moment and didn't really do any follow-up,
yeah,
so.
they didn't follow up anything. Just in case everyone forgets what we talked about 10 minutes ago.
That's
None of it.
fair.
But so that one to me, it's intriguing just to see if, you know, they finally pull the trigger and if Statlander was just a pass through because they already had Monet
Oh.
lose to Toni Storm. Well, now she can beat Statlander and then she can get Toni Storm back in the title picture again. But like, hey, wait a minute, bitch. Her words. That, or you slut, or you skank. Oh, I'm tired. I am tired of this act. I don't get. I like the overdramatic, you know, Hollywood star, right? But all the sexual stuff just runs lame now. Like, okay. Like, so you're still a slut and like she did work in a pearl necklace this week.
Oh.
And it's like maybe it's 'cause we're older or I'm older. Okay, like this joke from around 20 years ago, man.
Yeah, the sexual innuendo end of things is yeah, they've kind of milked out of it what they could. It's not hitting me quite the same either for
No, and what are they called? The something lovers, or what's their team name?
Do they have that on here or not? They do not have
Let me look.
the Love Bombs.
That sounds familiar.
Timeless Love Bombs, I believe.
Yeah,
Yeah, Timeless
that's
Love
it.
Bombs.
Timeless Love Bombs.
Yep.
Blah.
Like I said, did enjoy the dancing act, just not in the situation it was in.
Yeah, I
Okay,
just the
but
rest.
they did, because yeah, they did hype that though, because they did at least have Statlander do her backstage thing, and Mercedes Monet had something too. So that was
But
on there,
Mercedes
but it.
attacked her after she clearly, obviously, was going to beat Red Velvet. So she attacks Chris
Oh.
Statlander, and Chris Statlander like gets the upper hand, that walks off with Red Velvet. And if I'm Red Velvet, I'm like, I'm pushing myself to get back just so I can lose immediately. Nah, I'm going to take my time. Now, I have to give Bryan Danielson a lot of credit because this whole belt collector thing's boring. And they've never like said much about it. He finally acknowledged last night, like, does she even want this title? She's just going to treat it like another one of the, she's going to treat this title like she treats all the other titles, like trinkets she collects. And it's like, finally, like in a storyline way that she doesn't care that it's just things. Like she doesn't care she's the champion of where she goes. She just wants to have the little belt. That's it. And it's like, finally, they're acknowledging it. Like they kept trying to sell, like, well, she wants to be the best wrestler in the world, and she wants to be the champion there. And it's like, she doesn't know. She's probably got like her assistant or manager going, hey, Death Pro Wrestling in Knoxville, Tennessee called. They need their title back, so they need to know when you're available. She's like, who? Exactly.
That is the other wild thing. Like, is she gonna be on a losing streak where she like loses 13 consecutive titles in some short time frame?
I hope so. Because
That
she needs to show
that's gonna be way more interesting than what's going on right now.
exactly. And I think that's the story, is the slow descent or the quick descent. Like she doesn't, like she can lose one on a fluke. Like she lost to what, the New Japan. She didn't even get pinned. Shirakawa got pinned. So, or gave up one time, I don't remember anymore. So there's a way she doesn't have to be defeated, but it makes it a lot cooler if she goes to these places and either has a long match and loses, goes somewhere and another AEW person costs her the match, or it's just quick, it's a fluke, and that's it,
Which I've got to admit, I'm a little bit bummed that no one is that much of a player hater. They're not pulling an AJ Styles or a Drew McIntyre flying halfway around the world just to screw over your arch nemesis.
Yeah, there's a lot of fun to be had with this, and it's not about fun. It's all about one woman's ego and then all these promoters just being pee-whipped down and be like, no, it's great. We sold out 1,000 seats when we usually only sell 20. I don't believe you, but if you want to try convincing me that a guy who sells 100 tickets per show every 3 months suddenly sells 1,000, I don't believe you. I just don't. So I want receipts. But maybe the next go around and they can promote it accurately, they can give these small promotions a bump. Cool. But she ain't doing it for free either. So how much money is she really making? Or are they really making off of that?
I don't know.
And
I don't
by no
know.
means telling her she should do it for a smaller fee. I'm not. Get your money.
I am not blaming her one bit, I suppose, for that aspect of things. But I guess I did miss Danielson mentioning that. And that is kind of the situation. It's just, I don't, yeah, she does not seem to care about the championships at all,
No.
really.
And that's why I like the line. At least acknowledge the fact that these are just there because she wants them. And now she's got 13. Now she's going for 14 or something. I guess 14 would be the women's title. But
Yeah, 'cause is this 13 that she ends up winning here tonight? 'Cause I
yeah.
feel like I did see the
Well,
spoiler on this
okay.
anyway.
Is it 13 or is it just she's now the only Ring of Honor women's TV title champion? Because she has the interim one.
Oh, this was for the Unified, I believe, or
Yeah,
whatever they were
so
calling
I
it.
guess
So, yeah.
it's still 13. So,
Okay. So yeah, it's not adding to the collection.
but
It's
no,
just replacing a name.
yeah, but with her, the descent down, losing these titles, and seeing her get disheveled, seeing her confidence shaken, or seeing her, just changing character is something that it's actually intriguing. Because she really has played kind of the same character her entire career. So,
Oh,
let's see you getting slapped around, man.
that is kind of funny. I hadn't really thought about that just because obviously she put some slapped a slightly different veneer on things here between going from the boss to the CEO, but it's the same thing, really. Like
Yes,
maybe that is one of the reasons why I just haven't really been into her most of the AEW run, just in its entirety, where it's just I hadn't thought about it, where it's just like, yeah, she's been the same character for how many years now?
right. So
2010.
seeing like a descent like that is actually intriguing. And I hope that's how it goes. And not that, well, overnight she or over the weekend she lost, well, and like you said, player hate it too. Like have even if
Oh, yeah.
say Statlander loses, she has 14, right?
Yep.
Have Statlander interfere at like Dixie Junction Wrestling.
Oh, yeah.
Have fun with it.
Yeah. That is one of those things that the WWE would definitely co-opt it more than AEW has. Like, that's been one of those things. I feel like they did that with. Was it called the Atlantic Championship at first? There, where they were showing clips of Pac defending it over in
Yes, Mid-Atlantic,
England somewhere. So, that was kind of fun. Like, it's still just like a similar vibe, do something like that where even if you, again, just sometimes if you just see the highlights, like, you don't need to see the whole thing. But
Well, that's what
the
the
fact
national title is supposed to be now.
The fact that she's just showing up with these titles and you're not co-opting it in any real way other than showing them on TV. But I have no idea, again, I have no idea which ones these are. Like
Yeah, no one does.
I forget.
So,
Is she still the women's TBS champion?
yes. She's annihilated that title. Literally, that title is dead. Just like the Ring of Honor TV, the Ring of Honor TV month, that's dead now too. Until she starts losing it or defending it. Like all she does is wrestle matches where she's either in a tag or she's wrestling for somebody else's title. That's all she does. Like, I can you when's the you didn't even know. When's the last time she defended the TV title? Or the TBS title? I got no clue. Or defended the Ring of Honor TV title. She doesn't. So at the stroking one person's ego or having like a long-term storyline is killing your titles, which by the
Yes.
way, they'll just create another one. So it doesn't matter.
She started in 2012 in NXT, so her championship reign was 2015. So has she been doing the same act basically since
Yeah, 10 years.
2015?
Yeah.
Yeah. Wow. Wow. I mean,
Yeah.
I guess I knew that it had been a while here.
Yeah. So it's like,
I wasn't sure if she, okay, they do have AEW, and oh yeah, she defeated Riho September 20. Yes, that is the last title defense she had,
That must have
which
been that ECW
and
show. I'm guessing that's when that was.
what did that say? At All Out, September 20.
That was real? Oh, all right.
Yep. Yeah, but another match that you're going into it, like Rio isn't the one taking that championship off of
No,
her.
Rio shows. I was surprised she's doing this tag title tournament. And but like I know we miss a bunch of I must we miss a bunch of rest of stuff on the show, but oh well. Like it
Well, we
doesn't really
talked about
matter.
the tension. We could talk about the $1 million match because that was hyped a little bit, at least within the Young Bucks segment, because they did not pull the BTE trigger on
Yep.
Kenny Omega. So
They
in
want us to
Jurassic,
think that they're all on the same side.
yeah, Jurassic Express, came and helped Mr. Omega out. I
Right,
was
look.
pretty amused that Jack Perry was carrying around a shovel.
That's what you were amused by? How about Luchasaurus with a vacuum cleaner swinging it like a shovel? That I there were a lot of people going, he's got a vacuum cleaner. I was like, well, that's new, and that's always okay with me, so I didn't mind that at all. But
Yeah, that was Shivani was just like, well, I've never seen that one before.
yeah, and that's okay because it's new, like it's different and it's fun, something this show is
Yeah.
severely lacking. Like Mark Briscoe being serious stinks. I'll tell you right now, it stinks. I like when he's goofy and it just works better. But I guess there's a time for serious. I forgot who the I forgot what else it
Oh,
says.
because I'm looking at the because I mean, yeah, we talked about Moxley and O'Reilly, which was another match here at Full Gear. We did talk about Darby Allin versus Pac, another match on the card. We did get dueling promo backstage promos from. Because it's one of the few matches we haven't talked about, Brodito versus FTR. Or maybe FTR's was in ring, I think, and Brodito's was backstage taped or
No,
something.
FTR was backstage on Collision. I don't think Brodito had something, did they? All
Yeah, they had a video.
right, yeah, then FTR was backstage. So, yeah, I like this match, but it's like if FTR is going for another title reign, like it just doesn't seem like that tag division's worth anything, so who cares? You know?
It's not an exciting division.
Yeah, I mean that's the problem.
I like Brodito as a team,
Yeah.
but it's I still don't care about that division. They can say it's the best tag division all they want. It's no one's tag division is really good.
Yeah, exactly. I was like, wait, what?
Yeah,
Yeah, there's no other company we're gonna mention. So
we actually put our tag teams on TV more often than WWE, so we're better, I guess. Like, I don't know. I guess you could make the argument that they're still better because they actually put tag teams, but they always seem to perpetuate the whole trios tag teams too much, which ruins their tag team
who
division.
are the Trios champions? Oh, is that the Ops still?
The Ops, yeah.
Okay. Yeah, those titles are worthless too. So, hey, at least we got the American title coming, so that's good. The North American title, so that's good. Or Northern National, whatever.
Yeah, the only other one also we talked about at least a little bit. There's a four-way match for the women's tag team championships.
No.
David,
No, it is not for the women's tag team champion. It's the winner of
winning.
that gets
Oh,
their
winning
pick, their
two.
stipulation.
Oh, I didn't read the print to the right. I should have.
Come on, man. Get out of here. Do you think they're having a tournament a tournament with a bunch of people who aren't teams? Like, do you think they're gonna have that tournament last like only a week? Get out of here. We got another 4 or 5 months before this thing shapes out. You know. With the with
Holy
those ag with
smokes.
those long established teams of Megan Bain and Marina Shafir. Remember the continuity and the classic camaraderie they've sh oh no. I know it's supposed to be Penelope Ford, but still. It's like you're having women's tag team champions for no reason because you already have one dead women's belt. So
And the tag teams that were kind of tag teams lost in the first round of this tournament.
who? Oh, Julia Hart and
TJ was on the list.
yes. Yeah.
It is an act, you know, like you could have convinced me as an actual team. And
Right, yes.
within this four-way match, I am okay with Julia Hart and Sky Blue is
Yes,
and
they're a real team. Yes.
is the real team.
Yep.
So,
And they got
none problems with that. If you decide to run with Willow Nightingale and Harley Cameron as a team in the future, I guess go for it.
okay.
I think Willow can do better things than that and be of better use than in your tag team division.
How about Willow could just be a better use as a singles run?
Yeah. Well, that's what I mean, yeah.
So like, who was Harley partnered up with before her? It was Statlander, right? And
Yeah.
then
But
that just
that
went away.
partnership, yeah, that partnership lasted like 3 weeks, and this tag team tournament came up, and Statlander was then champion, so we needed to come up with a different plan.
Yeah, and it's like as soon as she won the championships, like, hey, peace out, lady. Like, wait,
Yeah,
what? So,
usually the opposite. Usually the hanger on stays around when a
yeah.
championship is involved. It's
Yeah.
kind of a strange situation.
Yeah. But it's like, this doesn't make sense. Like, the winner of this gets to pick the stipulation for their matches, for their next match. And it's like, why? So the other people don't have a stipulation?
Yeah, the other semifinal match doesn't have a stip.
What? How about my stipulation is this match? Like, we get to make the stipulations for their match. Like, it's just a match to get on the card, and everything has to have a gimmick because AEW is early TNA. No one will admit it, but it is. You can't have regular matches. Everything's got to have some gimmick to it. That's TNA to a heart in a nutshell. So whatever.
I didn't watch enough of the early days of TNA to say one way or the
Everything was,
other.
everything had, oh.
And I 100% did not go back and watch the early days of TNA because nothing made me go, oh yeah, this is worth it.
It was barely, it's barely just the old days. I mean, they moved up and out of the Nashville Fairgrounds, the Orlando era. I mean, they always have some sort of damn gimmick for a match. It's like, can you just have a regular match? Now, remember, they were also being written by Russo as well, so that's why. But, which, by the way, we moved to NXT after this, but maybe this is better for
I mean,
Chris, but
we covered Full Gear, so I mean,
why is Vince Russo still a thing? Do you know what I mean? Like, I'll see him. He's
that
a former WWE writer. I go, if this is a Russo arc, I'll be pissed. And it is. When's the last time this guy's been in wrestling or was a success? You know, like,
That's one where I'm like, I don't understand what your audience sees in you now. Because, yeah, he hasn't been given, for all that he says he's done, like, I don't, the opinion always just seems so asinine when I do have taken the time to listen to it.
I never have. I've read enough of this dumb shit he said that,
Well, yeah, and
you
I
know.
mean, it's not been any time recent here that I have thought about actually listening to him,
Yeah,
because
no.
just like no, and I don't know why you, like you said, like he's been out of the spotlight for that long. He hasn't really turned it into one of those, at least kind of busted open kind of situations. Like, he's not big, big, but evidently he has enough of an audience that it keeps him a job.
Yeah, like, okay, I don't really like the idea of
That
hate watching or hate listening. Like, I'll listen to something and be like, huh.
it would have to be that to listen to that
That's
show.
exactly.
And I do not need that in my life.
But I think he's like on a Patreon or something. So you have to pay to hear this. So I know people will pay to hate stuff, but I don't get why there's a lot of these guys. Like, Maven's show is not bad. Why is he a thing? Why am I listening to Maven about anything? You know, he was around for a little bit. Okay. Stevie Richards is another one. What am I listening to you for? Like, again, he was around. I know who Stevie Richards is. Next, like, I don't get all of these names. Like, I mean, am I just being like kind of a star fucker? Like, you know, if you were somebody, then I'll take your, you know, I'll listen to you with a little more credence. But like a bum like Russo, or, you know, like I said, Mavens is fine. Stevie Richards, I'll see blurbs. I'm like, this is just not gonna happen.
Because what do I mean? Maven was an agent for a long time afterwards, too, wasn't
No,
he?
no.
No.
They released him. That was it. He was gone.
Oh, well, then,
Yeah.
yeah, that's really weird.
So I don't understand these old, I understand for them because people are listening, but my point is, why? Like, if Kurt Angle started a podcast, I'd probably listen to it. You know, it's Kurt Angle. But if
No.
Spike Dudley starts one, I'm not going to listen to it. You know? And no offense to him, but you know, no. I just don't get why, especially a guy like Russo, why he's a thing, but whatever. Anyways, we get the NXT.
Sure. Yeah. Gold Rush this week. So starts off Chelsea Green and Ethan Page defending their mixed tag team AAA mixed tag team championships against Thea Hale and Joe Hendry.
I don't want Triple A titles on WWE programming. They didn't win it on WWE programming. Keep it off the TV. Seriously. And like the AAA people, the fans, I'm sure they're eating it up because the WWE people are there. But man, they have just taken the titles off of their people. So
The
I'm guessing
least
they're
two
setting
of
up
them.
Iguana and Lola Vice maybe to win. And
Yeah, considering that
but
Lola Vice mentioned him this week.
Oh, that's the whole angle. Like they
Yeah.
lost him, and she was there comforting Mr. Iguana. So I can't remember his
Oh.
tag team partner.
Yeah, we
She was
talked
like,
about it on a
yeah, it
previous
was
show, and
great.
you actually watched it, and
Yes, it
you
was
still
great.
can't remember her name.
Yeah, I well, it's
Yeah,
one, there's a definite fear of mispronunciation. So let's put it that way.
oh, yeah, because I did not watch that show, so I
Every week.
100% do not remember.
Oh, it is La Hydra. Okay, that was right. All right.
Okay.
I guess La Hydra. So,
Yeah.
yeah, so I mean, I can see like that's the angle, but I don't want this damn title. Like, we complain about AEW. Hey, it'll be to add another promotion's titles, man.
Oh, yeah.
We already got
Yeah.
TNA there. Like, God, get it out.
It made me I'm not going to go back to AEW, but I did laugh when Tony Khan's like, oh, well, I mean, there are a lot of reasons to have titles, and then didn't really defend why he has a zillion titles on his show.
Yeah, there's a reason to have titles because you have top guys that fight over top prizes, not Josh Alexander and Daniel Garcia fighting over the national championship.
Yeah.
Out of here. So,
Yeah.
anyways,
So, but
fine
yeah,
match.
the WWE kind of is starting to ride that line when you do end up introducing something like this to the mix. Whatever with Tavion Heights backstage.
Oh, Tavion was in the crowd.
Oh, in the crowd.
Okay, so all right, one, I was happy Chelsea and Ethan Page won because that title shouldn't be on, well, Joe Hendry is NXT now. It shouldn't be on NXT people. It shouldn't be on them, so they need to go and lose it in Triple A.
Where it'll still be on at least one NXT person.
I know, but she's done more down there than she has in NXT lately. Like she's major
Yeah.
over down there. So, we have the Tavion Heights, his interview. I didn't mind this at all. The crowd seemed behind him. And then Josh Briggs comes out and boots him close up. That was pretty cool. Good camera work. And then they just start brawling. Like
Uh-oh.
you're giving Josh Briggs at least some personality now, which he's been lacking forever. I'm not exactly sold on him, mind you, but it's something, you
Yeah,
know?
I still like him a lot. So yeah, he's just kind of wet blanket kind of guy.
Yeah. And
Or a cold water guy. Like he's already kind of always trying to dash everyone's dreams.
yeah, and it's and that's fine. It's a character finally, instead of like he hasn't had a personality really since him, Henley, and Brooks Jensen were together. You know, when he was like their
Oh.
overprotective best friend or whatever, and
Yeah.
you know they broke that up. They broke that up for no reason, by the way. If you really think about that, no one went anywhere except for Fallon Henley. So.
No one really went anywhere.
Yeah. But yeah, I like this part.
Yep.
And I'm
So,
a sucker for a brawl too, so.
yep. And then this is something of a continuing story throughout the night. Zarya is like, hey, dumbass, don't wrestle. You're not really good enough to go. And Sol Ruka's like, no, I'm a dumbass. I really need this championship back. And I think that you and I have already talked about it. Like, they're gonna play Zarya off like the bad person in this situation. It's just like she's the only one that's talking sense.
Well, all right. So here, like the thing is with this, she wasn't cleared. Now she's cleared. And Zarya's going, well, no, you shouldn't do this. So it's like, I got cleared, fucker. Like, what are you talking about? The doctor said I'm good to go. And Zarya's like, no, you really shouldn't do this. So you're like, I don't even think they meant it this way. But it's also like you look inside at Zarya, like, Why are you so concerned? Like, I mean, which there's a whole bunch of weird 90s connotation or early 2000s going on here. Like, Zarya's like in love with her, and Sol's like, huh? Thought we were friends. You dumb shit like that. But
I mean, you can infer that they haven't really played it one way or the other on actual TV, in my opinion.
yes, yeah, I mean, Zarya really is coming off as like overbearingly like sympathetic. And not sympathetic,
Concerned.
overbearing, I guess. Which is fine. But at the same time, you've seen her, like, when Saul will say something, you'll see her get a little pissed at her. So I get the feeling where you're supposed to think Saul's gonna turn on Zarya, because Zarya's gonna like mess up and not like, oh no, she's going for the speed championship, right? Zarya is.
Zarya is wrestling for, against Fallon
Yeah, so Saul's
because
gonna cost her
this
the speed
coming
title.
week.
Yeah, so Saul will cost her the speed title for whatever reason, I'm sure.
And then we'll get heel soul, maybe the
Yeah.
NXT cycle starts.
That's what they want you to think, at least. Unless Zarya wins and smacks Saul in the face with the belt. And she's like, see, I'm the only champion now. And Zarya needs something here besides looking like a puppy dog. You
Well, it's
know?
kind of funny. That's it basically what it's always interesting, the evolution of Booker's commentary on any person, because you can kind of tell at least where they're trying to go or where he thinks they should go at a minimum. And he's just like, yeah, he's like, she came here as a badass. Like, I just want to see that badass again. Like that, like, and it's not even really like a bad opinion to have. It is kind of an interesting one where it's just like, dude, like, we know that you can smack the shit out of people. Like, we see how big you are. We see how strong you are. Just like, do it. And I do love that about his commentary on her, where it's just like, yeah, just stop worrying about being friends with her and just go out and win the championship.
Yeah, smack the shit out of her. It really is like something's got to give with the two of them. Saul's always acted kind of like borderline, where Zarya acted like a badass and then became a softie. And so it makes sense for Zarya to, like, I lost who I was and whatever else. So, but.
That wouldn't be surprised. Like I said, like I kind of feel like she's more in the right than the wrong, and this
Yeah.
from what happened in the show. But yeah, Blake Monroe ends up beating Sol Ruka there for the North American Championship. That one was kind of a no-brainer, and the knee did cost her. Well, and Zarya did throw in the towel, but still,
Well, the thing
I
is,
still
like,
feel like it cost her, like Zarya was right, where Sol Ruka wasn't really fighting. She was just possibly gonna get herself injured more. Like, that's
yeah.
another one of those things, going back to even the AEW problem, where it's just like, you're kind of no selling what's happening to you if you're like, nah, I could have held on forever.
Yeah, yes,
Well,
yeah.
huh?
Yeah.
No,
Well, I think
that's
part of the
not how it
problem, though.
works. Like, you're in a hold that is extremely painful and that people literally tap out from in real fights.
Well, that's always been a wrestling thing too. So, like an ankle lock.
Yeah.
Well, I think part of the thing is, like, during that match, Saul was in control most of the match until that happened. And then it was
Huh?
like,
No, I
yes.
mean Blake worked over her knee like almost the entire match.
God damn. I thought Saul had more offense than that. And then Blake finally got the knee going, and then that's when all this started happening.
Oh, well then, yeah, I guess
Okay, all
Sol
right.
did have some spots at the beginning, But I did feel like the majority of it still was
Yeah.
them just going, yeah, hey, look, like she came back too soon. Like that was the other reason why I felt like Zarya was right. Like they showed within the match itself that it was just like, no, you weren't really ready to come back. Like if
Yeah.
it's that, if it's gonna cost you the match, like I get, again, kind of know that Zarya threw in the towel and there's no reason to do that part, quite frankly. Like if they, again, if they want to be a dummy, let them be a dummy. Like that does make her like too overly concerned there.
I did like when she goes, "Give me a towel." I just started laughing, like, "Oh, this is this." You knew that was going to be the finish, anyways. But just to
Oh
hear her yell,
yeah,
"Give me a towel," like you're supposed to have
it's
them with you. But okay, whatever. So.
yeah, well, it's not a that is kind of funny where like that just does not seem like a thing anymore.
But of all the wrestling tropes, that's the one, like how she did that or how this went out, that's one that makes total sense. Why would she have a towel with her? But yet there would be one around ringside. Unlike looking under the ring
Oh.
and there's a cookie sheet under there. You know what I mean?
Yes,
So,
they should have
yeah.
some type of a mopping device like a towel at ringside for
Yeah, I could see in these hardcore
various
matches if there was a
reasons.
mop or a broom under there, sure. A push broom?
Yeah.
That'd hurt like hell though. So, yeah. But so yeah, so this is still they still got legs on this, but it's
Yeah.
also borderline teetering on. All right. Let's go. Let's keep
Yeah, I
going.
do feel like they kind of need to move things in a certain direction with that sooner rather than later. Like they've been teasing it. They've been teasing some level of dissension between those two for a couple of weeks now. Like
Yeah.
yeah, it needs to move somewhere.
Yep.
Ricky Starks, Obafemi, and
This was great. This was great.
and
Oba
of
is so awesome.
course,
I'm sorry to cut you off. I love this. Loved every second of it. Both
yeah.
guys. So, and then that's when Trick came out, right? And then,
Yeah, because of course, Trick still hasn't really lost, so you know,
this
he's.
had my favorite wrestling moment of the week, by the way. So, Miles Bourne comes out, blindsides Trick, right?
Yep.
He's standing there. They cut to the ring. He's posing down in the aisle. Starks and I'm sorry,
Oh,
Saints. Saints
yes.
and Ober in the ring.
Yeah, we keep on doing
And
that.
Trick is rolling around on the ground going, ah. He didn't have to do that. That was great. Just the visual of it. And I'm sure he popped somebody backstage because that was. But can we be like, I know like we'll bury the lead here, but why the fuck is Trick still in NXT? Like, I know we're only November. But
Yes,
God, come on.
that is why. They're like, we'd rather have him on TV than off TV. And I agree with that sentiment.
I'm guessing it's
But
still gonna
yeah, they are
be.
real. They are really stretching this out for him. Like they keep on putting him in these multi-person matches just so that Ricky Saints can still have singles matches with Oba later down
Yeah,
the
I'm guessing it's a Royal
line.
Rumble appearance, but
Yeah. I feel like we have another month here. Like I, Trick's pretty much done his time, so. I would, yeah, they're still milking it out here in NXT.
yeah.
Is there much to say? Speaking of bad, well, actually, this is an enjoyable tag team, even if the one team is blah. That being Dark State, who are the actual champions, taking on Javon Evans and Leon Slater here.
I didn't think for one second Dark State was losing.
Yeah.
So I saw people upset that Javon and
Leon lost.
yeah, lost. And it's like, why would you think they were gonna win? Seriously.
I got nothing for you there.
Yeah, like get out of
'Cause
here. So
yeah, they were never, it was an enjoyable match. Leon Slater and Javon Evans are fucking wild, and it's gonna be crazy to watch them for too many
yeah.
more years.
I was watching a quick like a
So long as they
interview.
want to stay in professional wrestling.
Yeah, I was watching an interview with Mark Henry. I don't know what podcast was on. They were talking about Joe Hendry's contract being like higher than the lowest WWE contract. And he would start talking and he was giving the examples and he gets to Javon Devins. He goes, "You think Javon Devins is making like main roster money?" He's like something like that. And he goes, "No, he may not be making the minimum, but he may not be making much more. But the next time when his contract comes up, they're gonna pay him a whole lot more." He goes, this guy's gonna be in wrestling for the next 20 years, so he can afford to have this contract right now, and then he's gonna get paid. So, and I'm like, and you mentioned, I'm like, yeah, he's gonna be around a long time.
So yeah, 'cause the Zarya Soul segment was next, and then yeah, I mean, this was a pretty short show, honestly, in a lot of respects, because then we had Tatum Paxley defending the NXT Women's Championship against JC Jane. Unfortunately, when I was posting Stunt Granny Audio 1111 earlier this week, I had this finish somewhat spoiled for me. Although I was just like, I'll wait to see how this plays out, and I
Yeah.
don't really love how it played out,
No.
honestly. Like, I know, 'cause I'm like, oh, I 'cause I saw that JC Jane was champion again. So I was sitting here going, okay, did something cost Tatum Paxley? Answer was yes. The answer was the calling. That part was pretty unexpected on my part for some reason or another, even though it's been a weird relationship since Jump Street, and then j to give her the championship mostly out of the blue made that relationship even weirder,
Yeah.
because the person that was supposed to be kind of big sistering the other person was not the champion.
Yeah. Yes. I don't like the way this played out. I mean, in a way, it doesn't really make a whole lot of sense. Like, why would you help JC Jane win? I know it's probably
Oh.
not it, but it's like you cost Tatum the title when you could have just got your own title shot. Like, just beat her up afterwards and then get your match with her and take the title for yourself. Like, the logic's not really there.
If you want to be the one winning the championship, yeah, there are better ways
Yeah.
to do this.
Yeah. So that's why like it was shocking. Like, wait, what the hell's going on? And then JC Jane wins, who honestly shouldn't have lost it in the first place.
This was one that more screamed, and I think we already talked about it on this show, like, don't stop the run. Like, if you're just gonna have someone have it lose it for this short a time period, don't stop the run. Like,
Yeah.
to me, it's less impressive than going, even though she did start bragging about it, I'm a two-time champion. It's just like, you
Yeah.
should just be a one-time champion who has a 3 week longer reign or whatever it was exactly.
Yeah, and I'm sure she can like be like, "See, it was a fluke. Blah blah blah."
Which
Jason could turn it into something like, "Of course I want it back." So I did not need help from blah 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 blah.
No, she did not need help from them, but she did need help from Izzy Dame.
No, that but no, that's what I'm talking about. I didn't need help from Izzy Dane and the Colleen, whatever else, you know. I would have beat her anyways. That's all, you know, they're easy things she can say. But now, so Izzy Dane, instead of having a title feud, she's just gonna have a regular feud. You know, like it's something's off with the way they did this.
Like you said, it would have made more sense to help her retain than turn on her.
Yes.
Because like you said, like you get the title shot then.
Right.
Then you're doing essentially the same or a similar act. Like you don't deserve this.
Right.
And that's the other thing that I really don't love about it. It's just like Tatum Paxley gets it, and much like unfortunately Mike Santana, you lose it in your first title defense. I know that that's a thing in actual fighting.
Well, that wasn't Tatum's first title defense. She went against Lola Vice.
Oh, that's right. She did beat Lola Vice.
So,
Okay, it's still too
but
short.
close enough though. Still short. Well,
It's still too
Santana had a
short.
month off. TNA took the entire month off.
Yeah,
Comes back for this. Like,
his title reign was longer than hers, but he wasn't on TV at all for 32 days. So I mean, I don't love it for Tatum because that, and I mean that is the other thing, like. What exactly is it at stake here? You know what I mean? It between the two of them, like, are they gonna be fighting for the number one contendership? Why?
Yeah, I mean, there's really no way around this.
Again, to mostly go back to your point, like, it becomes a really awkward feud now. Like, there's nothing for them to fight about other than you double crossed me.
And I think
And
it'd be funny if Tatum brought that up too. Like, if you want a title match, why didn't you say something? Now neither one of us have it. Like, who's the, supposedly the brains around here? You know? You can just knock her down like that, and it's all true.
unfortunately, I don't think she's going to be. They do not present her on TV as smart enough to put two and two together. I will put it that way.
But it's like, you knew the turn was going to happen, but the way it did just makes her look stupid. So,
It
okay.
seemingly does not help anyone involved.
It really doesn't, no. So,
Other than JC Jane, honestly, that's the only person that this whole situation helps is JC Jane. Even if I would have preferred no split reign, two reigns is better than zero reigns.
Well,
So.
my like one of my thoughts was also that maybe JC Jane was gonna go up, and they changed their mind, and they're like, "We gotta get this back on her," you know. Which I mean, which is like, why do you have to get it back on her? But you know, I don't know.
Oh
Or
yeah, that's kind
maybe
of a weird
Tatum's
one.
going up, you know, add her to Bailey and Lyra,
Oh yeah,
you
that
know.
seemed like that might be a thing. I still wouldn't be surprised if they kind of do a new little faction.
But I do like that idea because Bailey's kind of crazy now with all the weird
Oh,
personalities. And then there's Tatum. And then
and then you
there's
had,
poor Lyra stuck in the middle.
yeah, she's the only sane one between two batshit crazy people.
Well, are you saying if you're putting up with that, like,
No,
no, I'm done with this.
no,
Like, I gotta go. Or you're just
no.
as crazy as them and you're enjoying it.
Yeah. Yeah. If you're putting up with the situation for that long of a time, you're This, you're secretly enjoying it. I don't care if you verbally say that I hate this.
Yeah.
You are lying straight through your teeth.
Like, because Lyra's not like a straight-laced, like, incredulous one. So she's not going to sit there and be like, oh, I hate my life or whatever else. She always puts that exasperated face on. And it's like, that's all she'd be doing with these two. And then I would also like to see the interplay between whatever personality Bailey's using and Tatum. I think that'd be fun. But that's all just fantasy, you know?
Yeah, our armchair booking
Yeah.
101 here
I mean, it fits
to
too.
wrap up the
Yeah, it fits. And oh, don't forget there's a AAA card this weekend too on YouTube for free.
okie
10:15
dokie.
Eastern. So, you know, just when what is their show?
Oh my
Full
God.
Gear. When Full Gear is on
Well,
their second match of the night at 10:15 at night, that AAA will be starting.
oh,
So we'll see.
we're not gonna beat that. So I'm gonna go belt time beer for Stunt Granny Audio 1112. I need to find the Benchtop Brewing out of Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. Proven Theory India Pale Ale. 7% alcohol. Oh no, hold on. This is Norfolk, Virginia. Holy shit. I must have picked this up driving along down in that part of the world last year with my family. So, or I traded it with one of my brothers, which is a very solid possibility. But yeah, I guess if you're down in Norfolk, this is a very good IPA. It's just regular non-fancy straight up IPA. So I would say should one find themselves in Norfolk, bench up is a good choice. There are a number of good choices honestly in that area. So 'cause I believe well yeah, Cova Brewing is another one that I like in that area. I especially like them because they have the tap pour system at their bar, so they just give you a credit card and you pour yourself beer. It's nice not having a line. So there is that. Belt Time Beer from at Frank 11. He is at Granny Maze. The brand's at Stunt Granny. Rate and review us on Apple Podcasts and Spotify, and download us at other places like iHeartRadio and YouTube Music. Have a good night, grandkids.
That again.